This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is back with us after last week's Talkers Convention in New York. And so we're here ready to go with the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers and the People List as well. So, Michael, I suppose it would be a good thing for us to get right to it so that we have a, there's always something to jump off on, if that doesn't sound counterintuitive. You jump off. Listen to that for a minute. You're jumping off on to something. Doesn't that sound like an oxymoron? Let's jump off.
It sounds like it, but I mean, if you want to get philosophical, you're always jumping off onto something. Even if you jump off a building, you're jumping off the building onto the ground. Mm-hmm. So you actually were philosophically and theoretically and rhetorically correct. Here are the top 10 stories of the week. You ready?
Thank you.
At number 10, we have the Western heat wave and the drought. Pretty serious stuff going on in the western part of the country. And that's tied with late-breaking news that got a lot of attention on Thursday and Friday. The Supreme Court, for the third time in 9 years, upheld Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act.
Give it a
rest.
Number
nine, excuse me?
I said give it a rest. It's about time. It's kind of like the Roe v. Wade thing. It goes the same way all the time. All these people that want to, in the minority, hoot and holler about stuff. And most of the people who are hooting and hollering don't understand what the real issue is. And it was interesting because the Supreme Court ruling sort of addressed that. Most people don't really get what it's all about. They just know it's Obama and it's bad.
Well, it does come down to that politics. It comes down to the Trump versus Obama personality, very superficial clash, as opposed to really talking about health care in this country and what affordable insurance means to the average person.
And Trump supported that, by the way, in several different ways during the course, especially the first part of his administration. At any rate, it just goes to show you're right. It's all
supported it by not coming up with an alternative.
Yeah, right. There was nothing else, so okay, let's keep doing this. Anyway,
well, Trump's misstep on that whole thing was not coming up. The GOP didn't come up with an alternative. They just knocked it, but they didn't come up with an answer. So, we're looking back now 4 years. The point is, Obamacare is still there, and a lot of people who are not thinking politically but are just thinking about the pragmatics of their own life breathed a sigh of relief. Let's go to number nine. Juneteenth. The critical race theory and race relations. Juneteenth is now an official holiday.
Did you know what Juneteenth was before this week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew about it. I knew about it a year ago.
Yeah.
I didn't know much about it before that, though.
Okay. All right.
I agree with you that it is a bit arcane, but it's a very interesting subject, and on a lot of levels. And maybe we can talk about that someday or even today.
No, we'll talk about it today. But keep going with the list first.
All right, number eight: social media bias and ransomware attacks, basically cybersecurity. At number seven, U.S.-China relations. At number six, the economy and the infrastructure. At number five, Israeli politics and Middle East tensions. At number four, the southern border crisis and immigration reform. At number three, that January 6th investigation continues and election fraud claims continue to be spouted. At number two, COVID-19, the Delta variant vaccines, and more discussion about the origin of the coronavirus. And at number one, the Biden-Putin summit and U.S.-Russia relations. On our people survey, we have the loud Marjorie Taylor Greene at number 10. She's out there. She finally figured out what the Holocaust was about. She went to the museum and had a press conference
and
to apologize. Give me a break. At number nine, Xi Jinping. At number eight, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are tied at eight. Kamala Harris is at seven. Number six, a tie between the big Republicans in the legislature, Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. Benjamin Netanyahu and Naftali Bennett are tied at number five. Donald Trump is at four. Dr. Anthony Fauci is at three. President Vladimir Putin is at number two, and President Joe Biden is at number one. Very good.
Which one of those two is president for life?
Everybody wants to be president for life. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Yes.
That's an old song from the 80s.
Right.
So,
all right, so those are the people that are on the list and the stories that are on the list, the whole business about what people know and what they don't know, the hoopla. I was thinking about, with regard to Marjorie Taylor Greene, how people over the years, since we became a country on our own in the 1770s, how do you suppose people conducted elections then, and what kind of people were elected? We know of the stars, the people who signed the Declaration, the people who were active, the first president, vice president, but then after that, who do you know, what do you know about those people and how they got themselves elected to these high offices? We look at, you know, I talk frequently about the lack of quality candidates and people like this woman who seem to be ignoramuses, actually. How do they get elected? In a practical sense. Not that she doesn't speak the language of enough people that obviously thought she was okay to elect her to the House. And then you watch her running around. I saw a video of her. She was in front of AOC's office, and she pushed the door slot, you know, the letter slot. She pushed that in. And somebody's rolling with a camera while she yells into the office, "You're a baby killer. You're a sham. You shouldn't be in politics." You know, this is here. I'm thinking to myself, who in their right mind would do this in such a public way and embarrass themselves like that? I mean, I've got no love for AOC. Don't get me wrong. But as you see, people listening also, Michael, will hear, well, he's putting down Mayor Marjorie Taylor Greene, but he's talking about AOC. If I don't say something like AOC shouldn't be on the planet, then I'm a bad guy with some people. It just is, but back to my original question, how do these people get elected? And are they similar? We just don't know about it. The people who have been members of Congress for the last 250 years.
Well, I to answer your question as accurately as I can, because it's a very broad point you bring up. I think that they get elected because the people that elect them are of that ilk.
Yeah, maybe
the people that vote for people like that. I there's an old saying: do you get the government you deserve? And
yes.
The whole idea of a democracy. You know, do people have the power to have a government that truly is of quality, is intelligent and dignified and reflective of how people really are? Is it the result of people not paying attention? Is it the result of people feeling that they don't have any power anyway, so they may as well vote for somebody that, at least on the surface, appears to be for the broad strokes concepts they believe in, mm-hmm. and they don't look at it deeper? Many people vote completely in the dark. They don't have a clue as to who they're voting for. You see that a lot in local elections. Oh, I know that name. It may be the same name as somebody whose family has been in power in a town.
Name recognition, yeah.
Right, right. Yeah. But they may not even be related to them. You know, or, oh, it's an Irishman. Oh, it's an Italian. I'm Italian. Oh, it's a Jew. I'm a Jew. Oh, it's the reasons for voting sometimes have nothing to do with any knowledge of the individual or the issues.
Mm-hmm. This guy owns a Scottish bakery. I'm voting for him. It's maybe that silly. Okay, so that's an interesting and very pithy point of view. With more with the thoughts on this week's stories and people, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about what there is of value at MyPillow.com. When I say of value, you can look at the catalog. The product catalog is published and renewed and refreshed all the time because they're always adding things at MyPillow, like these down comforters that came online this year and the pajamas and bathrobes that were developed as a result of people needing things like that. It was answering a need. People staying at home, working, that sort of thing. And I guess you could say that about the slippers that they have now. If you haven't availed yourself of these slip-on slippers, I think they're very cool. I have a couple of pair. My slippers made with the three-tier cushioning system, MyPillow Fill Impact Gel, and a comfort memory foam that absorbs impact and relieves pressure. It's very good. It's quality. It's like everything else. The pillows, quality, made in America. The sheets, quality, made in America. All the things, as a matter of fact, in the product line are all made in America. And right now you can save 30%, 40%, 50%, 60% and more on things. For example, the pillows right now have the big premium pillows. You can save a heck of a lot of money. The towel set as well. I mean, go through the catalog, seriously, and use the DJV code when you check out. You get six-piece sets of MyPillow towels for the price of one and free shipping. So use the promo code DJV at checkout when you're buying things at MyPillow.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles. BMW recently announced the updated 2022 X3 Sports Activity Vehicle and the 2022 X4 Sports Activity Coupe. For 2022, X3 and X4 begin production in August at BMW Group's largest global production facility plant in Greer, South Carolina. The lineup includes rear-wheel drive X3, S-Drive 30i, all-wheel drive X3, X-Drive 30i, and X4, X-Drive 40i models. For more automotive news stories, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies, Cool Mint and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard, exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now, the weekly talk radio countdown show. This is the chart for the week of June 14th to the 18th with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Last week at this time, we were celebrating the talk radio medium with the Talkers Convention held on the grounds of Hofstra University. A lot of people thought, well, this is interesting because we're already back. We're done with COVID. It's over, Michael. We're finished. We're not giving into it anymore. We'll have a convention and see who gets together. And we all, yeah, a lot of people were there. It was cool. I thought one of the best parts of it was you sitting down with Bill O'Reilly. You want to tell that story? Because it is a very good story. Content-wise.
I did what we call a fireside chat. Yeah. And that's the two of us on the stage for about a half hour. And I interviewed him. And he was very...
He's a piece of work, man. All right. So anyway, I thought you made him very relaxed because he's not usually in those settings. He's not very relaxed at all. Haven't you noticed that over the years?
Yeah. Well, I expected that. He's usually on offense or defense. Mm-hmm. But he saw that with me, he actually had an opportunity to talk about intelligent topics that were neither, you know, offensive or defensive. They were just analytical, and I think he enjoyed that.
Yeah,
he's not used to that. He's used to being in conflict.
Right. And, well, he likes to create it too. I mean, let's face it.
Well, that's what he does. But yeah. he seemed to, as much as he could show enjoyment, he seemed to enjoy it. But I asked him some good questions about what it's like to be in the book publishing business. He has a number one bestseller. I asked him, how do you deal
with... Well, you asked him, how is it easy to make money? And he said, not so much. But, right, he said it was kind of difficult to make money when you sell books. That's kind of what I got.
That was the premise, certainly.
Yeah.
That
right.
He has a number one bestseller, and he has the record for number one bestsellers in the New York Times.
Yeah,
and when the guy that has the number one record for bestsellers tells you can't make money, well, I mean, then maybe you shouldn't go into the book business if you're looking to make a living as a writer. If you're looking to have a book as a platform.
Did you ask him why does he write so many books? What is it? Because they're not always about talk and stuff. They're pretty historical perspectives on things, right?
If he writes about talk, he won't be number one. Who cares? I mean, I say that. You know, is kind of satirically, because we talk a little bit about talk, but if we just talked about talk, then we wouldn't be having anybody listening to us, because people want to hear about the stories that are being talked about on talk radio. Well, I mean, he talks about subjects that eventually tie into the bigger picture, and his latest book is called Killing the Mob. It's about organized crime in America. I haven't read the book, so I can't say exactly what it's about, but basically it's a look at organized crime. And it's part of his series called Killing. Killing this, killing that. And they've been a tremendous success. They, as I said, one of the most successful series in terms of the New York Times chart. That's one of the things we talked about. I questioned him, how do you deal with truth versus victory. If you find out that something that you're behind or that you've said is not true, how do you admit that to your audience? Or do you? And, you know, things of that nature. And it was pretty fascinating.
You're going to post all of these videos on talkers.com, right?
Yes, definitely. Not yet. Probably in the next week or so. And let's let everybody know when they're up there so people can actually attend the conference without having to wear a mask.
One of the things that you also got out of him was that he was going to go on the road with Trump. That's later this year, and what the two of them are likely to realize about each other when they're on the road together, right?
You think they'll get along?
I don't think they'll get along at all.
They have four programs set for arenas, and after that they'll see how it goes. Let's see if they make it through the four.
The two of them together, I can't. Well, listen, strange bedfellows, maybe. But it was interesting as he told the story about calling up Trump and saying, well, you want to do this? And, I think Trump will do anything to get himself into the public eye. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. 28 past the hour. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Kremlin said on Thursday it was pleased with what it called a positive summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and his U.S. counterpart Joe Biden, putting out a joint statement that reiterated the need to avoid nuclear war as significant. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, said Thursday his committee has opened discussions to consider a $6 trillion budget reconciliation proposal. Sanders said the package would include provisions to expand Medicare, lower prescription drug prices, and possibly address immigration. The World Bank has rejected the government of El Salvador's request to help the country implement Bitcoin as legal tender. The international lender's rejection could hinder El Salvador's goal of making the digital currency accepted across the country within 3 months. Thanks for listening, and TGIF to you. We are USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frank Bonner, who played Herb Tarlick on the sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati, has died at the age of 79.
Look, Herb, did you know that it's against the law to discriminate on the basis of sex?
I do everything on the basis of... Ooh, Mr. Macho. You know, Venus, I'm not real sure I know exactly what macho is, but whatever it is, I'm it.
Family members said Bonner passed away peacefully Wednesday amid a battle with Lewy body dementia. The cover of the next John Madden football video game will feature two players. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The cover of the latest Madden video game will feature Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. They will both appear on the cover of Madden 22 just months after they went against each other in the Super Bowl. Brady came out on top in that matchup as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Kansas City Chiefs. It's been 12 years since the video game's cover was shared by two NFL players.
A little voodoo goes with the cover honor. The Madden Curse, also known as the Madden Cover Jinx, states that the season a player appears on the cover, that player will be cursed with either an injury or poor performance. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Coast. 34 after the hour now, as we approach Father's Day, this broadcast over Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to you, Michael, father
Happy
of
Father's
Matthew,
Day to you.
Grandfather. Yeah. It's kind of cool, isn't it, being a father and a grandfather? It's fun.
It is.
It's what fun. Do you like most about it?
the satisfaction of being... tied into the human race.
And having the name continue, much as anything else, right?
Well, that's the least of my concerns.
Yeah, well.
It's nice to be connected to people in an important way and make a difference in people's lives. And my answer was apt. And the most gratifying thing about being a father, or being a mother, or being a brother, or being a son, being a husband, being anything, a friend, is being tied into the human race.
Yeah. I don't really
know. Isn't that true?
As long as I've known you, I don't know whether you have siblings. I've never asked you that.
I do. As a matter of fact, one of my siblings might be listening right now. She lives in Rio de Janeiro, and she listens to our broadcasts on the Internet.
Oh, cool.
And she's a world-famous artist. Her art name is La Femme Bobé. Her name is Bobby Winston, and she's an incredible artist. She's an American expat. She's an expat, and she's been living there for 30-some-odd years. I haven't seen her in 3 decades personally, but I see her, I talk to her every day, and see her often through the magic of technology.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. You can be very close to somebody nowadays and not actually see them. Yeah. And I have various other step-siblings, but my biological sibling is a sister, an older sister.
Huh. Isn't that cool? I never knew that. Congratulations. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. I hope she's listening right now. This will be she was in the bathroom or something. You missed it. Actually, but this is a podcast, so she'll hear it.
Speaking of being in the bathtub, did you see the interview in the Tonight Show, Helen Mirren promoting the Fast and Furious movie, and she's in the bathtub?
I missed that.
Oh, you have to see it. Just Google Helen Mirren / Tonight Show. It is fabulous. It just is. It's one of those things. It's so just. It's just funny. It's just perfect.
What's good about it?
Her.
It's like funny. She's a great actress.
Picture her in the bathtub, bubble bath. She's naked in a bathtub doing an interview for 6 million people on the Tonight Show.
Well, you don't see anything. You see bubbles.
Yeah, you see bubbles. Yeah.
So how do you know she's naked? How do you know she's not wearing a bathing suit?
But it's the theater of the mind.
I can imagine.
But it is.
If she used the makeup and the persona that she had when she was the queen, can you imagine Queen Elizabeth II addressing the world from the bathtub?
Yeah.
I mean, she was a fantastic. But wasn't she in The Queen or whatever that movie was?
Yes, she was. Yeah.
She was. There have been a lot of great actresses playing Queen Elizabeth II.
She's
certainly the best. She was a great queen.
Yep, she was. All right, let's go back to the list here. Number two this week is COVID-19 and the focus on what is happening with variants and the vaccines and that sort of stuff. I thought the most compelling story about this week was this 43-year-old guy from Texas who declined the vaccines because he thought they were going to do bad things for him. And now he's telling his story. He's telling folks to get the shot. He became so ill, Michael, following his COVID diagnosis, he needed a double lung transplant in order to survive. And if he'd have had the shots, he wouldn't have gotten sick, and he wouldn't have gone through the horror. And so he's telling the story. And how many other stories are there? There's dozens of stories of people, but I thought that was the...
it's a crapshoot. You know, when you take a vaccine, there's always a small... When you take any medicine, medical procedure, there's a chance that something could go wrong. And vaccines are not 100% safe. I mean, it's risky stuff. But if you look at the big picture and the odds are overwhelmingly with you that you'll be better off taking the vaccine than not. That's what it comes down to. But you're always going to find cases that go awry. And when those are hyped up in certain media that tend to dwell on that because they've politicized it and they're targeting their audiences, and I'm not going to mention which ones they are, but they irritate the hell out of me. You know, woman dies after COVID vaccine, you know, that type of thing. Well, you could say woman dies after aspirin. You could say, you know, you could say woman dies at bowling alley. You know, there are accidents, there are downsides to things, but when you politicize it, you cherry pick it, you blow it up, you put it out there, it can have a terrible effect on people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I've never had a flu shot in my life, and I never get the flu. But
it's based on your experience with your own body, and that's. But you do know that you are playing the odds. You're not guaranteed.
You're playing the odds. If you get the shot. There are people that have had an issue. I got my shots because I thought it was the right thing to do for a number of reasons. Not that I was worried about the impact of the virus. I don't think I would have gotten it because I have a good immune system, as is demonstrated by what I said about the flu. But I also thought that there's a consciousness about, it's like wearing the mask. Think about other people. And if you don't get it, then you can't spread it to other people. And this ensures that you, or at least 95% of the insurance is there, because you won't get it, and therefore you won't affect other people. It's time we started thinking more about others than ourselves, I think.
Well, it comes down to that. Yeah. It comes down to that. But that's always been the issue. That's always been the issue between, collectivism and social programs and being part of a society and maintaining the rights of the individual. It's always been a struggle between the left and the right in all political discussions and systems, going all the way back to the beginning when we first organized ourselves in caves. You know, okay, what's good for the clan and what's good for the man? You know, what's good for each of us individually? But what do we have to give up so that we can be stronger and more sufficient as a group? That's what it's about.
So then let's apply that to Juneteenth and the discussion of what we perhaps didn't know about what happened after the Emancipation Proclamation and what a great teachable moment it is. The only problem I have with this is that schools are canceled and it's a holiday that gets lost in buying sheets at the Macy's sale or whatever else happens. You know, the real reason for having Martin Luther King Day or Memorial Day or Veterans Day is to acknowledge important members of our society, and it gets lost. And I think people criticized me this week because I said, I don't think we need another holiday. I think we need to bring this to the surface and be teaching it in schools and having people become more aware of it for the nature of its value. What do you think?
I think that what you're saying is something that we should always think about when declaring holidays. If it doesn't hurt anybody, it makes people feel good, I have no problem celebrating things. In terms of taking days off and all of that, that's a whole other issue. And in terms of important holidays losing their meaning, from Christmas to Memorial Day and Thanksgiving, that's another issue. These are things that we talk about. This is cultural. And you make some very good points. On the other hand, I don't get my nose out of joint about adhering to the wishes of people who are sensitive about things, because it doesn't affect me.
Good point.
Doesn't mean it doesn't affect them. Yeah. So I'll go along with it to a degree. But when it becomes reverse racism, when it becomes
when we have that happening
and it affects other people's meritocracy and fairness and ability to make a living or to be judged on their own hard work, then I find it to be the pendulum has gone too far. But yeah. Juneteenth doesn't bother me.
I think that's a very interesting and pithy statement. The whole business about race relations and the impact of George Floyd and how that's sort of the straw that broke the camel's back, if you will, and then the focus on Black Lives Matter. There are a lot of people. I mean, they're 12%. Black Americans are 12% of the society.
That's a big number. And that's a big number.
Yeah. Are they getting more than 12% of the oxygen in the room? At the moment, yes. And is it deserved? That's a big issue and one that will be continued. I think the discussion needs to continue anyway on it, and so I'm sure it's going to continue to show up on our story list from talkers.com. You can get the list at talkers.com or on the djvshow.com website. In a moment, what's coming up with a MH interview, 44 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a bit of a reminder about you and your process for losing weight and keeping it off. I know many of you, if not most of you, are conscious of your weight. You're trying to do the best you can to get it off. And then are you thinking about what happens after you get it off? That's really the question. Not whether you could lose the weight, because you can, but can you keep it off? And if you're worried about that, then you should go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, no drugs, no gluten. It's made in America, approved by the FDA, and it has three main ingredients that will help you sleep better, aloe vera, that will help rebuild your body, the collagen protein, and to help your body work better, those digestive enzymes, all put together by a doctor and three nurses 24 years ago, and man, has it gone to the top like a rocket ship in effectiveness. Check out all of the good stories at the website toploss.com and avail yourself of how wonderfully you can look and feel by just losing the weight and keeping it off. With the DGV code, you can get 3 months free. Check that out, too. No shipping charges. Fabulous way to lose the weight and, more importantly, keep it off with Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech stories. I'm Nick Miles. Electrify Home has announced that its fastest-to-date Level 2 home charger, HomeStation, is now on sale at Electrify Home website for $649. Customers may also choose to purchase the HomeStation through Amazon for $649, subject to their shipping and returns policy. New owners can install the home charger themselves or choose from installation packages offered by third-party service providers. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
All right, so Michael, what's in the hot spot? What's in the place of the MH interview this week?
Coming up on Tuesday. This coming Tuesday, we'll have the audio of my conversation with Bill O'Reilly. It'll be at mhinterview.com.
There you go. 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Well, we'll find out what the significance of that music is. Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments and predictions for box office totals for this weekend, plus the latest on Matthew McConaughey right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, the theme from that television program that had so many people watching it, these two guys, Ebert and Roger, Ebert and Siskel, or Siskel and Ebert, they had the grip. It was one of those secondary programs, Chuck, that got, it became so popular, it really, you could, these guys could arguably make or break a movie, right?
Didn't that happen? They did have major influence. We play that because Roger Ebert, who passed away in 2013, was actually born on this day, Doug, June 18, 1942. Him, along with Gene Siskel, started on a program called Sneak Previews, which aired on PBS. I remember watching that as a kid.
There were Chicago writers for two different papers,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Well, one was, yes, correct. And they had their chemistry on screen was, I think, really good. I mean, they had some friction in their personal life between each other, but a lot of times when you work close with one another, that can happen. But then Sneak Previews morphed into a show called At the Movies, and it became syndicated. The two guys became very popular. They made a lot of appearances on late-night talk shows, specifically David Letterman, which are always good. You can watch a lot of their reviews from the At the Movies and Sneak Preview show on YouTube. And I do once in a while, and I got to tell you, I really miss that day and that program. Mm-hmm. I remember them reviewing Batman in 89, how excited I was to see what they thought. One liked it, one didn't. And I also remember their review vividly, but James Cameron's Titanic back in 1997 when he raved about it. They always had that, what they call, early review. They got a chance to review something a week before it came out.
Right.
In theaters. And, you know, other guys who were popular back in the day on TV in terms of reviewers, remember Joel Siegel on ABC,
sure.
Morning America?
Oh, yeah.
Gene Shalit on NBC's The Today Show. And I remember...
Well, even, what's his face? It was did a talk show for a long time, had an impact. I can see him, but I'm trying to remember his name because I thought he was a good talk show host. He still does some... Talk. Oh, what the heck's the guy's name?
I thought Richard Roper did a good job also, who took over for Gene Siskel after he passed.
Medved. Michael Medved.
Michael Medved. He did it. Him and Rex Reed had a similar show.
Yeah.
Not quite as popular, but they did have a show.
But they none of that stuff around now.
No, not at all. And when I was a kid on CBS Channel 2 in New York, there was a reviewer named Dennis Cunningham, who I liked. I thought he did a really... really good job. Actually, I remember it was a long time ago. This is 1979. He reviewed Beyond the Poseidon Adventure, a movie I was looking forward to because my favorite film is the Poseidon Adventure. Me and my father were going to go. He gave it a 1 out of 10, and I sort of had a hollow feeling when I went to the theater because I knew it wouldn't be that good. But
yeah.
I miss all those guys. I really do.
Michael McConaughey has gone open about his run as a rom-com star, and then he stopped, and now he liked it, and then he didn't, and so he stopped for a while, right? It was a year or two that he didn't have any work because he wanted to do something different.
Yeah, well, what he did is he was typecast in the same roles, even though they were giving him big paychecks to do it. He wanted to go into more serious waters in terms of an actor. So we had to sit out like a year or two until studios said, where's Matthew McConaughey? We want him. And then he had more serious scripts that he wanted. And they said, okay, you know, we want him. So let's give him more serious fare. And
I thought the Lincoln Lawyer.
Ended up getting an Oscar. Yeah.
I thought the Lincoln Lawyer movie was a great movie.
He's done a lot of good. He's had a good, he's had a good run. He has.
All right, what's out this week? Fast and Furious this week, right?
No, that's next week. Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, open Wednesday. That's the big movie, if you want to call it a big movie. Ryan Reynolds, Sam Jackson, Selma Hayek. It did 3.9 on Wednesday.
It's good.
$15 million over the weekend.
All right.
Yeah,
we'll check on it Monday, see how it does, in fact, over the weekend. 59 past the hour now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.